Well, I've been awake for 27 hours straight. I'm starting to get a little loopy. Yesterday, I woke up a little late in the afternoon because I was up as usual. I went into work, came home, worked on my script for a little while, went over to Zach and Leslie's to watch a horror film, returned and worked on the script until I went to work at 11 o'clock this morning. Got off at 3, came home, didn't think I could concentrate to get any more work done. Decided to come over to my parents a little bit early for the hockey game tonight, just as a means of staying awake. But last night when I was writing, I got down all of the actions, all of the descriptors of facial expressions, and exactly what each character is doing in each panel of the entire comic. It appears as of right now, unless I make changes, there will be 96 panels, including all the spreads. That's not including the cover. For the first issue, I have all the dialogue in my head, some of it already written down in previous drafts, but I need to move it on over to the new draft, clean it all up, and make sure it sounds good. I started working on layouts, realized I am the worst stick figure drawer ever, because it's somewhere between a stick figure and a realistic impressionist drawing. And they don't really work well together, so I need to definitely develop a decent, proportionate stick figure or frame man design. Arjun and me have discussed something kind of interesting. We read this comic for a long time called Ex Machina, which actually ends at issue 50 in the upcoming months. But back in the first trade paperback or the second trade paperback, in the back of the issues, Brian K. Vaughan and Tony Harris revealed their process for how they went about producing the book. Brian K. Vaughan was a known TV series writer for, let's see, Lost especially. He also wrote Why the Last Man, the ever-popular indie series that lasted 60 issues. It is currently in greenlit production. I think they're actually just finished casting it. He revealed, normal script, but they went the extra mile and actually did photo references of every single panel of the entire book. So it was very easy for Tony Harris to get the correct angles, character posturing. It's not that he ever traced. In fact, the artwork described, you actually see it go from picture to black and white picture to a penciled frame to an inked frame, and then he'd send it off to the colorist. But you could see that he would use a completely different face or hairstyle on each character. He would pull from what wardrobe was there and clean it up to make it look more professional. The book was about an incredible book. It was about a superhero named Mitchell Hundred who could talk to machines due to an accident that happened to him. And the premise of the book is that on 9/11, he went up as the amateur and awful superhero that he was trying to be, because he was a dreamer like all of us, and the second he got powers, he decided to put on a costume. But when the first tower got hit, he goes up in the air and he actually brings down the second plane and lands it on the street by communicating with the plane itself. He becomes a hero. He happened to have been running at that exact same time as an independent. So you have a new mayor of New York. It was a really brilliant book. I'm getting completely off subject, but there it is. It's a tangent about comics. Anyway, the book was fantastic, but it was a realistic toned book, so it was kind of cool to see that they used photo references to set things up. Arjun and me have actually discussed the possibility of this. I have a couple candidates for each character. The problem is getting people in the right place and having set designs that look somewhat suitable for what's in the comic. I don't think that I'm going to be propped up on cords looking like I'm flying through the air anytime soon. But, as far as at least putting bodies in a photograph and sending it to Arjun to give him a vague idea of where things are might be a little bit more productive than stick figures. I don't think Arjun will ever have to light box things unless they're extremely complicated. He's a very resilient artist, and so I don't think that he'll ever have to do that. But anyway, the process is going well. I am running about a week behind schedule as of tomorrow. Not real happy about it, but you know what? First issue's the hardest. Getting it off the ground and making sure he has all the tools to complete this project is the most important thing, not rushing through it and finding out later that most of the stuff he drew is useless. So, I'm gonna be hanging out here, eating some delicious grub, and then watching the game, going home and going to bed, trying to get up around 5 in the morning or so, watch the sun come up, and write a comic. Hopefully things will be real good.